הביטוי ראש שנה עם כיפור. עשרת ימי תשובה. פרום ראש שנה יותר כיפור יזכור, עשרת ימי תשובה. 10 days of תשובה. To give us a chance that a person should see to it that on these days he should increase a lot of mitzvot and lessons the wrongdoing. In order to lessen wrongdoing, to increase good things, he has to give an account for himself, to think what does he do the whole day, from morning till evening. The mitzvah of teshuvah is mitzvah asir. Mitzvah that the Torah said, you should do this mitzvah of teshuvah. So then, how much do you want? Parashat Vayerech. ושבתה ניצבים וירח. ושבתה עד השם אלוקיך, ושמעת בקולו. See to it that you'll make teshuva, and you perform it. How do you make teshuva? What are the steps of teshuva? Number three. Now, what first thing we do, you have to confess. The very first thing a person will say, I'm sorry, I did wrong. You check the wrong things and come and say it by words before God. God, please forgive me, I did wrong. This came from the words, because of the Torah said, "V'etpadu et hatatam asher hatu." There is vidui devarim, as he calls it, the Rambam. You have to say it by words, saying it. Ekarosh of vidui, the main thing of vidui, three words. Hatati, aviti, pashati. Or hatano, avinu, pashano. We say it in plural because many people together. Hatano, avinu, pashano. That's the main thing of the video. Then they gave us an alphabetical order, many, many things that a person should think. Maybe it will come to his mind. One of the things, I have this. Start thinking about it a lot and make the teshuva on it. Nesid the bidui. The second step, after the bidui, he should accept upon himself that he will never do it again. That's the second part. The third part, this is what we are going to read about today. Ta'anit. We come to Tanit. Now what is it? The Torah said that on the Bahodesh Shibi'i, Be'asor Lahodesh, Be'yom HaKippurim, on the 10th, on the 7th month, on the 10th, Ta'annu et Nashotechem, B'chol Melachar Adas. What's Ta'annu et Nashotechem? Make yourself a little bit suffer in what way? The Gemara said, "Einui nefesh," and not the nefesh. It means not to eat and drink. That's how you ma'ane. That a person should feel a little bit. He suffers. What's the idea? That in order that a person, when he has no food, he concentrates more about the wrongdoing, and because the food brings more. Person forgets. Hashem doesn't need anything. He's full, forgets about Hashem. This way he will start thinking about himself, think about his wrongdoing, and he will make, again comes the purpose is for the vidui, the harata al avar, the kabbalah al atid, regretting what he did, and resolution, what he is going to do in the future. This is the main thing of the teshuvah. There is one thing in the books, you know, that the whole Torah explained in four ways. Peshat, Remez, Derash, Sod. Peshat is the simple meaning of the words. You read the sentence, common sense, what there is in the sentence. But then there is a Remez. All of a sudden you see a lot of big, a lot of small. There is you read it one way, it's written another way. What is it? Must be there is some reason for it. you try to find that they give you a clue about something. Elle toledot ha-shamayim ve-ha-aretz be-hibare'am. The hay is very small. Comes the Gemara and says, why is the hay small? Quarter of the size of regular hay. Why? She said, no, listen, red light, stop. Think about it. The one perush there is, be-hibare'am. He created heaven and earth and the whole world because of hay. Hamishah ha-mashayim, Torah. Somebody say, no, the hair comes down, switch it. Switch the letters. Instead of Bihi Baream, Be Abraham. God created the world because of the character of Abraham. What is it? Gemilut, Hasadim, kindness. As we see, Ashrosha de Barim Olam Omed, Ala Torah, Ala Avodah, but Hasadim. The Torah is good. So, Abraham, Bihi Baream, Abraham, or Bihi Baream, Hamshah Mashat Torah. And someone similar to this, that's called remes, a clue. They give you a hint. But then there is the rush. You read the simple meaning. Nice, you understand it. But all of a sudden, there's a question. Very, very surprising. The sentence, if you read it the way it is, all of a sudden will rise a very big question. And you don't know what to do. In order to solve, to answer the question, you have to make a research on the sentence and re-examine what is the meaning of the sentence. Then you find a new explanation. That's darush. You are searching to find a new thing in it. And there is a part, not to people can read it. The sword, the mystic Torah, which is they don't give it till a person who know all the peshat, who know all the remes, all the darush. Or as they say, Milaki Reso Vishasu Poskim. He fed himself so much with the Talmud and the other books of the Halachot. Then, if we finish all this, read the Sod. And they then give it from one to another, one to another. Gives him keynotes, rules, how to understand his Torah. And they see a man deserving. He's really a holy man. He's conducting himself with holiness, a passageway. But he must first know all the peshat and the remez, and then they'll give him sod. Said, if you did not read sod, beauty of everyone to see to it, that you'll be able to read sod. If he doesn't, then he is peshat, remez, derash. One makes one word, pered. Pered means an animal that's called pered. He's still an animal, they call him. They don't reach the high level of becoming a real good human being, fine human being. Because in order to become a human, you have to enter that discern. Oh, but that's why they say a person that is going to all these four subjects, could he enter the pardes? Pardes is an orchard. You enter the orchard, but pardes is also an abbreviation of Beshad, Remez, Derash, Sod. This is, you enter the Pardes when you already enter the subject of the Sod. And this is what they tell us. The Torah gave us clue on many, many different things. One of them, here in Bat Kippur. Every place that there is a holiday, the Torah said, for example, Sukkot, when is Sukkot? The day the Sukkot begins on the 15th. The 15th begins from the beginning of the night. This is where Sukkot begins. Pesach, same thing. Shavuot, the same thing. You count 50 days, on the 50th, you make the holiday. Comes to Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, B'chodesh ha-shivi'i, be'ahad la-chodesh. Yelachem Shabbat, on Zichron Torah Amikar Kodesh, the first of the month of the seventh month, which is the Shri, then it is the holiday of Hashanah. Comes to Kippur, what do they say? Ve'anitem et nafshotechem betish'a lachodesh ba'arev, me'arev arev, what's betish'a lachodesh? The first one is that. What day? What is the date of the first?
The tenth.
Should be.
Also mentioned the tenth in the Torah, no? Yes. Mentions both.
Yes, but why should mention here B'tisha'a B'Av, say, B'Asiri? That's why you mentioned it in a different place. Like every place, when you give us a date, you give us the date right here, which begins from the beginning of the night. And should say, V'Anitem Toshotachem B'Asiri L'Hodesh. Why B'tisha'a L'Hodesh B'Av? But the Torah intentionally gave you a clue. You fast, in a way, be careful. B'tisha'a L'Hodesh B'Av. That means before the Arab, don't fast. What would you do? Eat. And that's came to Gemara and said, "Kol ha'ochel v'tishri, ma'aleh alav keilu itana tishri ba'asiri." He said, if you eat on the ninth, it's considered for you. You get a reward like a person who, like you make the reward for what? Fasting on Kippur? Same thing, you fasted 2 days, the same thing. That means to show you, God commanded you to fast on Kippur, and you get rewarded for it. And God commanded you to eat on the ninth, and you get rewarded for it exactly the same as on Kippur. Don't come and say,
the reward is the same.
The reward,
the reward
sure.
is the same.
Ke'ilu etan, that means the reward. And really, here for example, I'll tell you, came somebody who was very, very sick. The doctor told him he must eat because it's danger for his life. The doctor said, danger? Yes, he came to Rabbi. The doctor told me that I should eat. But I don't feel that I should eat. I don't want to. Why the doctor told him? I am sick with this sickness. The doctor said, I must eat. He said, listen, let me tell you one thing. He told him. Hi, how are you? He said, the one that told you not to eat, he told you to eat. God will reward you for not eating. God is going to reward you for eating. And this is, you're wrong in thinking you are doing wrong. You will get the same reward if you eat today. That means, same thing here. God told us to eat on the tree. And you come and say, no, I don't want to eat. I have a very, very important day coming in. Right away, I have to start already for them. You're wrong. That's why I call it Ochel B'Tishri, Ma'aleh Alav Ke'ilu Itana Tishri V'Asiri. This is what they tell us. You come to, you enter the Kippur with thinking. But the Rambam sent them, it's what Erev Kippur. The day before Kippur, besides eating, they say, but some rabbi wanted to read Torah. Most of the day. Okay. He brought a plate of food in front of him. While reading, eating. In order to fulfill the mitzvah, the Torah wanted me to eat. He said, he usually, every day, he didn't eat. Very little. I had a rabbi, my rabbi, Rosh Yeshiva, brother, said, Rabbi Zati. I spent many, many years of my life with him. And from beginning of the day till the end of the day, he didn't eat a thing except lunchtime. He told me, he used to tell me, go get me the slice of matzah, cup of tea. I bring the slice of matzah and cup of tea. And he never ate more than half a slice. He never finished more than half a cup of tea. The book said, if you have to eat something, you don't have to fast the whole day. You have to eat, and you eat less than what you're supposed to. Let's darn it. That's chilui nefesh. That's already suffering enough. Even more yet. You have to put it on. You have to control yourself. This is what the betanit kol yamav, the book said. If he holds himself back, and then doesn't eat, that's betanit all his life. Now, when we come to Erev Kippur, what are the preparations for that? Besides eating in the day. Okay, some they say to make 5 meals instead of 3 meals. Of course, he's not going to be like an animal eating each meal, fill himself. But that means divide the food that you're supposed to eat into 5 according to the Kabbalah. But there is other things. There is a lacha in Talmud. Hayab Adam Letaher Atzmo. Person is obligated to become tahor before the holidays. which holiday? Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Not today. This Hayav is when? During the time of Bet HaMikdash. Why? Because every Jew was supposed to go to Bet HaMikdash. And it's not the halakha is, a man is not allowed to enter Bet HaMikdash if he is not pure. Therefore, he had to go to the mikveh and then go into Bet HaMikdash. That was during Bet HaMikdash time. Today, there is no obligation for you. But there is a mitzvah, they say, to go before the holiday to the mikveh. And comes out of Kippur, they say even more. Because why? The mikveh is not only for Tahara, but Hachana L'Kedusha. What means Hachana L'Kedusha? Preparing yourself to the holiness of the day. Where do we learn from? See, when the Bet HaMikdash, when you say Bet HaMikdash, the Kohen, he also could not enter Bet HaMikdash without being Tahor. But even though he is Tahor, if he came to enter Bet HaMikdash, or to serve in any kind of service, even outside in the Azara, he had to take water, wash his hands and his feet, in order to prepare himself, not for cleanliness, even if he was clean, just washed outside. When he comes to Bet HaMikdash, there was a special kiyor that he washed his hands and feet from that kiyor. Here I'm ready to go. From this they learned for the Kohanim that they should wash their hands before Kohanim. And it comes, you see, many of our people don't, because Shulchan Aruch said, the person when he is home washing his hands and he thinks about it, this is for Kohanim too. It would be good. Therefore, they didn't want to make disturbances to come into the shul and go out in the middle of Hazara. But of course, it's better was if they wash. Because look, you come, you wash home, and you come, then you come to the shul, who knows how many things you touch or not. Therefore, preparing himself for that. Same thing in Erev Kippur, they go to make Tevilah. But what they do? Before the Tevilah, there was a minhag to get a Malkut. What's Malkut? Comes somebody, gives him, he takes a scrap, leather, come on, head on his back. And they count it. You know, there is a Pasuk, 13 words in it. And he goes like triangle. And the back of the shoulder of the right, the left, and at the bottom, in the middle of the back, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 3 times, 39. Because the Malkut in the Torah, the maximum is 39. And they give the Malkut 39. And usually, in Magen David, they used to be in the synagogue, in the cellar. That was the most holy place because never they stopped learning over there, Torah. Synagogue from early in the morning, 5 to late at night, Friday and Thursday night, to Konkaret all night. Always they were learning Torah over there in that place. And they come, they tie everyone, he was on the teva, picks up his shirt, and Mr. Arama used to come. Arama, Yaakov, he gives them the Malkut. I tell a story of everybody got the Malkut from the Shamash. And all of a sudden, the rabbi came, one rabbi, and he banned himself and said, give them Has V'Shalom. The Shamash said, I will hit the rabbi. He said, then who will give me the Malkut? He said, only Hashem can give me the Malkut. They get the Malkut in order to be saved from that, and this Malkut only, it's an omen. They don't read it the way Malkut used to be. Not just, they do. But the idea is what? Malkut, the Malkut, looks like a joke, a game. You take, and he does 1, 2, 3, 4. But the idea is that they make teshuva. Remind a person, look, this is what he was deserving to get. If he wants to get rid of it, he has to make teshuva. Oh, you remember the elderly people used to come there, and all you see when Arama comes, everybody starts crying, banging, Hatati Aviti Pashati, to make teshuva. This is the Malkut. Of course, there is another Menhag. Originally, used to be done Arab Kippur, or the night before Arab Kippur. What was that? The Kaparot. The custom of the Kaparot, it's a very controversial thing. There are two opinions about it, if it is good or not good. Some they say it's good, some they say it's not good. Minhag Kaparot is Kaparot. Like in the time of Bet HaMikdash. What was in the time of Bet HaMikdash? That they, in Bet HaMikdash, a person did something wrong, what we call Avon. Then, what did he do? He came to Bet HaMikdash, he bought a korban. What's the purpose of the korban? First of all, it cost him a lot of money. Korban, an animal, worth money. He has to bring an animal to Bet HaMikdash. He has to spend money to show that you are giving something to feel that till it hurts. And he comes, he brings the animal, but the Torah said this is not sufficient. You bring the animal, can put your hands on it, lean, and make vidui. Confess that you did wrong. And then because of that, came the rabbis trying to understand what's the purpose of the whole thing. Besides spending the money, a person should think for himself, whatever is going to be done to the animal was supposed to be done to him. Then he comes to think, to make teshuvah, to think about what we say, the three steps of teshuvah, that the person thinks, first of all, to confess that he did wrong, and to regret what he did, and to resolve that you will never do it again. Who can tell that really you mean it? You come, you bang, hatati aviti fashati, and you know, tomorrow I'll do the same. Who can tell that really you mean it? Nobody. Only one can tell. The Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is a pasuk in Terei Asaf. Shuva Yisrael, we read it in Haftarah last week. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elohecha, ki chashalta ba'avonecha. The prophet says, oh, you a Jew, return to God by repenting. Ad Hashem Elohecha, up to God. What's Ad Hashem Elohecha? Comes the Gemara said, it said, reach God, that God will testify that you did teshuvah in all your heart. Therefore, they change even the word Ad, Ed, that God will be the witness to tell that you meant it in all your heart. And then he said, Ki chashavta ba'avonecha. When you make teshuvah, there's two kinds of teshuvah. There is teshuvah mi'ira. There is teshuvah me'ahava. Teshuvah mi'ira means you make teshuvah because you're afraid not to make teshuvah. Why? You know, here comes the year, the beginning of the year, the year of judgment. They will look what you did according to what you did. This kind of a year you are going to have. Who knows? Oh, that means the ending, or misery, or different things. If you want to save yourself from miserable days, then you make the Shuvah. Makes the Shuvah. It's better. See, I'm sorry, instead of getting a blow over the head. This is the Shuvah Mira. But there is another Shuvah, which is much greater. A person comes to understand, listen, I did wrong. I know. You know, you understand the existence of God. You understand His greatness. How do you come to understand the greatness of God? No way. In no way a person will become to understand the greatness of God. Only one way. When you learn to know the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, you know, from the Torah that He gave us. Because so much wisdom in it. If a person would be able to go deep into it, the meaning of the Torah, you will see that this is endless, so deep, so much, you derive so much pleasure and joy when you come to understand the depth of the Torah, then you come to say, now I know the greatness. Just like saying, some people, scientists, will be able to tell the greatest of the Creator from what He created, from the deeds. You look at the planets. You look at the stars. You look at the sun and the moon. You see how the world revolves. When you look at all these things, already you see the greatness. David HaMelech described it in Tehillim. Hashamayim mesaperim kvodem. The existence of heaven telling us the greatness of God. Ma'aseh Yadav, the action of God. Magid HaRakia, the sky tells us exactly, look at me and you will see the greatness of Hashem. Yom leyom yapia omer. From day to day, you see someone talks to you. Really talks to you. And omer ve'en devarim. No saying and no word. But the existence already tells you something. This is how a person can come and see, look at the word. You say, Marabu ma'asecha Hashem, kulam b'chachma asita. No, there is a book, Chovat HaLevavot, book of philosophy and Musar. Part of the book is a very deep philosophical ideas, and part of the book is Musar, ethics. In his book, when he, at the beginning, speaking about the existence of God, and he comes to tell, to prove the existence of God, he describes a little bit in a simple language. He said, you pass by, you go to a museum, and you look, all of a sudden you see a beautiful painting hang against the wall. You look at it, and you come, you stare at it. What a beautiful, beautiful picture. It looks so real. Here's the image of that. You think really a person is standing there, a real person. What he holds in his hand. And that everything looks, you feel like going to feel if this is really real or not. You can't believe that this is not real. Now, if someone passing by you, say, look, and you are amazed. He sees you stand. What's the matter with you? He said, wow, what a great person. No, I said, nobody did it. I said, what? What do you mean nobody did it? He said, no. There was a little child here, saw a paint, threw it, mush-mush, and he said, I'm crazy. It all came exactly the image of that human being, and that, somebody threw mush-mush, that's exactly everything. He said, definitely is crazy, this one. If you see all this, in such a system and order, every little thing, definitely someone did it. So when you look at the world, the way it will goes, the way it revolves, and not with system, with order. The sun would rise exactly in the east, would set in the west, and never changes. Did you ever see the sun would rise in the west and change its course? Never. Well, all of a sudden, for thousands of years, there's an order, there's a system, and all this just developed, mush-mush. And it must be that there is a creator. And this is one. When we come to see, to know the greatness of Hashem, we come to love Hashem. Just like you admire someone who is a great scholar. We stand up before a great scholar many times that he knows certain subject so well. I said, imagine for yourself Professor Einstein living and coming to deliver a lecture on math. All of a sudden you sit down over there and you listen, and this man talks nonsense. Nobody would dare say anything. He says something, everybody tries to understand. If somebody will tell you, he says nothing, nonsense, and you're crazy. This great man said, you just have to see, to understand what he's saying. This is a human being. Imagine what is the creator of the world. If we come to know His greatness, then we will come to have a feeling of reverence about, to revere and to respect. That even comes fear in us out of this respect, out of this love. Then you come to serve God because of this love that you have towards His great wisdom. And this is Teshuvah Me'ahava. If you reach such a stage, you make the Teshuvah, you feel sorry for the past. I wasted my years, I wasted days of my life doing nothing absolutely wasted. What is it? With all kind of things that there is in this world, the pleasure of this world, as I say many times, disgusting company, as I call it, abbreviation of that, I don't know what they call it here in America, dancing, special dancing. I tell the boys, disgusting company. You don't know what's that?
Disco dancing.
He knows the name better than me. I don't know if you know better or I know better. I know disgusting
company.
Just figured
it out, disgusting company.
Yeah, listen, wasting time in it. Instead of doing something constructive, something good. And this is what called teshuvah. Then there is the Gemara said, teshuvah mira. Sometimes you do teshuvah. You're afraid. What kind of a year I will have? That's not the perfect one, but it's good. He said, every avon that the person did throughout the year, Hashem said, I change it from mezid to shoger. If you did something bad, because you did it intentionally in spite, Hashem said, I'll figure it lighter. Like, you did something by mistake, negligence, you weren't careful. Nah, that means the penalty goes much, much way down, much lower. This is Zidonot Nasot Lahem Kishgagot, the Gemara says. The Mezid becomes, that's Kichashalta Ba'avonecha. You know, there are three words for Avon. Het, Avon, Pesha. They say, what's the difference between them? Het, when you do something by mistake. You woke up Saturday night, you forgot Saturday. You thought today is Sunday. Put the switch on. Put the switch on. You realize Shabbat. He said, yeah, it's a by mistake. So a person has to pay for it? For such a thing? I didn't have anything, any intention of doing wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish me for doing anything. Yeah, there is a penalty like. How do we know that? It's within the Torah. When a person did, the Torah said, you did something by mistake, you bring a korban. You did something intentionally? Come on, corporal punishment. There is a malkut. You had something worse, higher, the penalty. And then you can see, but you come, you ask yourself, how can you blame me for something? I forgot my mistake, I didn't know. He said, if you were perfect, God would not let it happen, would protect you. But if it did happen, that means you have something else wrong. That's why you have to see to it, to think what is wrong with that. And take it very simple. There's somebody, the whole night of Shabbat, he's so happy with the Shabbat. That when he wakes up right away, what he thinks about the Shabbat. If you didn't reach such a stage of feeling joy and happiness, the minute you wake up, you want to go to the Shabbat. If you did forget and you did, so it shows you weren't happy enough with the Shabbat. When a person is excited, you see there is something to do. He's going to have a certain pleasure. Early in the morning, they're going on a hike, him and his friends, and other, at maybe 5 o'clock in the morning. The whole night he can't sleep. He gets up in the morning, hurry up, man. He never forgets that. The hike he doesn't forget, and he wakes up at 3 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, perhaps it's 5 already. Now here, the Shabbat all of a sudden, you forgot the Shabbat, when you forgot Shabbat, it's the neshama of the Jewish people. The neshama of us, and I said many times, the yardstick to measure the person, how much of a Jewishness there is in him, look at the Shabbat. How much does he respect the Shabbat? How much does he observe the Shabbat? The more you observe the Shabbat, the better Jew you are. But to observe Shabbat means to know all the laws of the Shabbat, to go to do, what are the Tal Melachot, what are all the branches of Melachot that there is with the Tal Melachot. If you are careful with everything of the Shabbat, you are the holiest man. It's not an easy thing. No wonder the Gemara said, משמר שבת כהלכתו נותנים לו נחלה בלי מצרים. To have שמירת שבת the proper way, your reward is unlimited. said unlimited, they say, without boundaries, they put it in the language of the Gemara. That means there is no limit to it. This is an example. When we come to think about the Teshuva, I took one of the most important mitzvot in the Torah, which, as I said, the neshama of Jew. We came with that. There are many others. Everyone has to think, Chas v'Shalom, we don't think. The Gemara said there is two psukim contradict each other in the Tehillim. One pasuk said, "Mechase pesha'am lo yatzliach." The one who hides his wrongdoing, he doesn't want to mention it, he's hiding it, he will never succeed. And another pasuk said, "Ashrei nesui pesha kesui hata." Fortunate is a person that he covers, he hides his wrongdoing. Come on, David the Melech. Once he tells us it's good to hide, once he says you will never succeed. How come? He said, it depends. The Gemara gives few answers to it. One said, if you did Avon B'Yahid, or you did Avon B'Rabim. If you did Avon in the open, before Asiyah, or you did it by yourself. You did something by yourself, you don't have to go to announce it. Like encouraging people, look, I did this. Come to between you and God. Cover it. But if you did something in public, the public knows about it. You have to show that you are confessing and feeling sorry for what you did. This is how a person has to be the vidui. Some vidui you have to be between you and yourself and God. Some vidui in public. What our rabbis did, they said the main thing of the vidui is three words. Hatanu, avinu, pashanu. Or hatati, avidi, pashati. But then, they said, maybe a person has certain wrongdoing that they don't know what to think about. They gave us alphabetical order. Hashemnu, bagadnu, gazanu, dibanu, dofi, v'lashonara. Everyone would check in that list. Does he have any part of it? Oh, no. Hold on. Did he ever speak Lashon Hara about somebody else? I speak Lashon Hara, never. My tongue is very, very good. I never speak. But the question is, does he know what is Lashon Hara? Oh, no. Sometimes a person praising somebody else, and it's Lashon Hara. Praising him, Lashon Hara. You know he has an enemy. What do? You go in front of his enemy, you know this man. He is good with him. This one good? Huh? How long did the enemy come? Shema said, you just gave him a chance to open his mouth, to talk all the bad things about him. I said, you praised him. But that praise was in Lashon Hara. Where do you praise him? In front of whom? There is another one. A person comes and praises a person. Oh, he's so good. But, that but, you know, there is one thing I'm not so good. That one, that but is no good. Well, don't talk good, and don't say the but. You know, there is the word but, after but in the Torah, aval, ashemim anahnu. Who said aval ashemim anahnu? The brothers of Yosef. When they came, Yosef was talking to them, then came with them, ashemim anahnu ala hinu, asher ra'inu tzarat nafsho, we saw him begging us. When they saw their own troubles with Yosef, telling them you are spies, and that, they said, aval ashemim anahnu. So whenever a person said, but, aval, Hashemim. Girl, my name. The Gemara says, a person comes and says, what is Lashon Hara, for example? Person looking for fire. Those days, fire was very precious. Those striking match. Take two stones, rub, takes an hour sometimes again. And they always looked, neighbors, if they have fire, place over there to go to camp, easier way. Then somebody else, who has the fire? I say, oh, fine. Go to Mr. So-and-so. They always raise fire. They eat a lot. You meant good to tell him to raise fire, but meantime, look what he said about them. And this is Lashon Hara. A person comes and says, I speak Lashon Hara. Then depends. A person has to check on himself. We say, they say, one came to a rabbi and said, rabbi, should I say the vidui? He said, I said the banu daf lashon hara. I said, well, not lashon hara. I never speak lashon hara. I said, really? I said, did you say the beginning of the day? He said, yeah, the beginning of the day, it's okay. I said, okay, tell me, read it with them. And I said, תבוא לפניך תפילה תהיה, ואז תעלה מנקבתן, שאין אנחנו עזי פרנשאול, מה לפניך שאולו כאן צדיקים, אנחנו, we are not so nervy to say we didn't make our no, אבל חטאנו, אבינו, פשענו, אנחנו ואבותינו, אנשבתנו, he said, what? He spoke לא שנרע now, the rabbit, he spoke לא שנרע, where? He said, חטאנו, אנחנו ואבותינו, you are speaking about your fathers, that they made our, you are speaking לא שנרע about your fathers, but I don't know, but the past generations, who permits you? No. But really, the books ask the question. I said, look, we must have some wrongdoing, there's no question. Because if not, Beit HaMikdash will be built. If Beit HaMikdash is not being built, means every generation there is still wrongdoing. And I said, then we know that Beit HaMikdash will not live. We'll go back to this. What is het? Het is something by mistake. Avon, that you know it's wrong. But you have an appetite to eat. You don't have kosher. You have something not so kosher. You're eating it. But you know it's not kosher. You're eating it. That's by mezid. At least sometimes, no, you don't have an appetite to eat. All of a sudden, there was a piece of meat. Somebody said, he said, be careful. This is not kosher. Don't eat. Not kosher? Let me have it. It's in spite. That's pesha. That's het, avon, and pesha. Well, I said, if a person makes avon b'mezid, he makes the shuva mi'ir'ah, then the avon changes into het. This is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lighter penalty. But if he makes the shuva me'ahava, with love, changing his mind, he feels sorry. He said, how could I do such a thing when God such great, and I do against his will, and so on. When he comes to know love of God, then God said, for every avon that you do is a mitzvah. You get rewarded for the avonot you did before. That's why they said, Makom shebaalei teshuvah omdim, en tzaddikim gemurim yocholim la'amad. Tzaddik gemur will never be able to reach the level of the one who made a real perfect teshuvah. Why? Because the tzaddik gemur, how many mitzvot can he do? 248 mitzvot aser l'Torah. But the Rasha did 365 avonot. When he made the Shuba, besides the mitzvot aser, he had another 365 mitzvot of the lotas, and he has mitzvot. He has plenty more than the tzaddik. And tzaddik can never reach his level. So really, what is it that the Baal Teshuva God would change it into a mitzvah? How could it? Because it's much harder. After a person became, he tasted the pleasure of the world. To go, to leave it and come back is much, much harder. He has to put much more a fight in order to hold himself not to do wrong. When the person being rewarded for what? For the fight that there is against the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is very strong. They say, the Gemara said, Gadol ha-metzuve ve'aseh, yoter mimi she'eno metzuve ve'aseh. A person that commanded to do a mitzvah and he does it, his reward is much greater than a person who is not commanded and he's doing it. The common sense of a human being tells me the opposite. If I do it on my own without God commanding me, if a king doesn't tell me I do to satisfy him something, it's much better than waiting till he will order me to do it. And why? Why do you say no if you were ordered? For example, Some patur mekol mitzvot. Person who is blind is patur, free from doing the mitzvah. And if he is still doing the mitzvah, God will reward him, but will not reward him as much as a person who is not blind. Why? God said, look, Rabbi, doesn't sound logic, the opposite. This man, he doesn't have to do it, and he does it. You should reward him more. So, the difference is this. They say there is Yetzirah, a human being. God created him with two forces in him. There is something in him that pushes him to do good. Sometimes there is something in him pushing him to do wrong. There's the balance that God put the brain, the understanding, the control of us. But there is a feeling for desires, that a person wants to fulfill his desires. No matter what, right or wrong, he wants to do it. and you have to fight between them. This is what we call, one comes from the neshama, from the thinking, from the good thing that God put in a human being, and one comes from the goof, the desires of enjoyment. Now, if there is this, what we call Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra, a push to do something good, and there is Yetzer Hara, inclination of doing wrong. And God said, there is exactly balance. It's up to you to put it to one side, fight with it. And the greater you are bigger, greater, you learned a lot of Torah, you did mitzvot, Yetzer Hara grows with it. Also, I said, because what's the use? You become very big and the Torah comes down. There's no fight anymore. There's no sense anymore for you to live anymore. Come on, we'll take you back to heaven. No, I'll give you more Yetzer Hara, I'll give you bigger Yetzer Hara. And really, by nature, becomes Yetzer Hara bigger. Why? Because when a person very smart and learned, he knows how to find all kind of loophole to make something mutar. The smarter you are, the more you know how to twist everything. So, no, this is okay. The simple man, he doesn't know to find tricks. You tell him something, he's going to live accordingly. But the one, no, what? This is okay. If I do this way, it's okay. But I don't want to go now for examples to give how people that try to find loopholes. And I don't want to teach any loopholes.